Hi everyone, it's Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern, so it's time for another hour of great retro alternative music here on 81, 82, 83, 84. Or you might be listening to the encore replay on Wednesday at 11 p.m. right after Mr. Smart's Requiem for Rock. I really enjoyed his show last week about the history and music of Laurel Canyon, and I'm looking forward to see what he's got in store for us this week. So you might want to check him out. His show goes on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Or you could be streaming this episode from the full archive of shows that you can find at radiowaterloo.ca/81, 82, 83, 84. This is episode number 25. So I've been doing it for almost 6 months now. I'm your host, Lee Gregory, playing a mix of new wave, punk, and other alternative music. It's pretty much the same stuff I played when I first volunteered at CKMS in the early 1980s when I was a University of Waterloo student. This week, we're going to start off with a song from an Amazon Music playlist I maintain that's labeled Perfect Songs. It doesn't have a lot of tracks. It's just those that, in my subjective opinion, are flawless from end to end. When the time comes, I've asked my wife to play that playlist at my memorial, though I may sneak in something like the Dead Kennedys' Too Drunk to Fuck just for fun. Anyway, I'm sure you'll agree this song deserves its place on that playlist. It's the track that really launched Peter Gabriel's solo career. From his first post-Genesis release, this is Salisbury Hill, and you're listening to CKMS FM 102.7, Radio Waterloo.
Connection I should cut out. Yeah. just stay, stay, stay. No April Fool's gonna wash away my troubled days, so just stay. No April.
That was Alex Chilton by The Replacements, an homage to the frontman for The Box Tops and Big Star. And before that, we heard April Fool by Newmarket's Chalk Circle, The Ghost in You from the Psychedelic Furs, Mad World by Tears for Fears. And we started that set with a selection from my Perfect Songs playlist, that was Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel. This next band comes from Iceland. I'm not sure why all Icelandic music has to have eclectic vocals, but in the tradition of Björk and Sigur Rós, these are the Sugar Cubes with Birthday. You're listening to 81, 82, 83, 84 on CKMS FM 102.7, Radio Waterloo.
There's a guilt within my mind.
Another fine offering from Men Without Hats, that was Utter Space. And before that, Why Can't I Be You from The Cure, one of their poppier tunes in contrast to their dark wave persona. Chant Number One by Spandau Ballet. The other day there was a Jeopardy clue about the prison where Rudolf Hess was the final solitary prisoner, and I could not come up with Spandau. Maybe it's time to start that Prevision stuff, huh? And Birthday by the Sugar Cubes. Whenever I hear this next song, I can instantly visualize Ian Curtis's spastic, iconic performance. If you haven't seen it already, look for the 2007 documentary simply called Joy Division. There's some great footage in that film. And that same year, there was a dramatization of the Joy Division story called Closer. And an actor named Sam Riley does a eerie, uncanny portrayal of the doomed lead singer. Well worth your time. This is Dead Souls, and this is 8182-8384 on CKMS FM 102.7, Radio Waterloo. We'll be right back.
natural. You were drawn for the master race and always with a happy face. Close your eyes, can happen here. A big for one, white horse is dear. The hippies won't come back, you say. Mellow out or you will pay. Mellow out or you will pay. California, over Alice.
You're listening to an hour of retro alternative music on 81, 82, 83, 84, here on CKMS FM 102.7, Radio Waterloo. Also live streaming at radiowaterloo.ca.
She said,
A mix of eras represented in that last set, but I think the music hangs together. Silver Rocket from Sonic Youth's 1988 release Daydream Nation. They had a couple of earlier albums, but really broke out with that one. Hanging on the Telephone from Blondie's 1978 album Parallel Lines. And before that, another cut from 1978 from a highly influential, though somewhat obscure, new wave pioneer that was a Scottish band called the Rizzillos. And that was Flying Saucer Attack. Dead Kennedys with California Uber Alice. And speaking of the DKs, do yourself a favor and check out Robert Fripp and Toya Wilcox's Sunday Lunch video. Posted on YouTube this past Sunday, February 13th, a cover of the Dead Kennedys, and you can thank me later. And Joy Division started that set with The Haunting Dead Souls. Gotta Run, here's another band that followed in the footsteps of those early alternative pioneers. These are the Pixies, and This Monkey's Gone to Heaven. Hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll see you next week.
There was a guy. An underwater guy who controlled the sea. Got killed by 10 million pounds of sludge from New York and New Jersey.
Devil is six.